More abortion bans. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News already passed laws severely limiting abortions may be enforced in three more states starting today. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
13 states have passed so-called trigger laws that were designed to end abortion access if the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which happened in June. Most of those states started their bans soon after the decision, but Idaho, Tennessee, and Texas had to wait 30 days after the justices formally entered the judgment, happening weeks after the ruling. That 30-day period ends today, while North Dakota's is up tomorrow.
A judge in Idaho rules that ban there may not be enforced for now in cases where the mother's life or health are at risk because of federal law covering hospitals that take Medicaid payments. A judge in Texas this week came to the opposite conclusion, ruling that federal law does not apply. There's a deadline in 2 hours for the Justice Department to suggest redactions before the public release of the affidavit used to get the search warrant on former President Trump's home in Florida.
The judge is expected to review the proposals and decide whether or not the redactions are needed or are appropriate, and then decide exactly what to make public. The judge already said he would delay any release of the affidavit to give the Justice Department time to appeal his decisions, meaning a release of that affidavit could still be weeks away. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A law phasing out the sale of new gas-powered vehicles is voted on today by the California Air Resources Board. It's very much expected to pass.
By 2026, just 4 years' time, more than one-third of all new vehicle sales will have to be zero-emissions vehicles. By 2031, three-quarters of all sales will have to be zero-emissions. And by 2035, 100% gas car sales will be banned.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders the military to increase the number of soldiers by about 10% to 1.15 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York City's top immigration official announces thousands of refugees will head their way from across the Atlantic, 10,000 from Ukraine heading to New York City.
That number coming from the city's Immigrant Affairs Commissioner, Manuel Castro. Castro saying New York City has traditionally, quote, been a city of sanctuary for asylum seekers, and that it's ready to support those fleeing the Russian invasion. In April, President Biden announced the Uniting for Ukraine initiative, which would let Ukrainian refugees live in the U.S. for up to 2 years if they have sponsors. The mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs says U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has been approving sponsorship applications at a rate of 95%.
Fox's Janet Jalosi. NASA's new moon rocket's on track to head into space in 4 days.
NASA calling it a high-stakes test flight before astronauts can actually get on board, and NASA hopes that'll happen possibly as soon as 2024 for a lap around the moon. The 322-foot rocket will attempt to send an empty crew capsule into a far-flung lunar orbit. Liftoff is set for Monday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the launch coming 50 years after NASA's famed Apollo moonshots. After this test flight, NASA says they're aiming to land two people on the moon by the end of 2025. NASA officials warn the six-week test flight is risky and could be cut short if something fails. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The Australian airline Qantas blames COVID-19 for this summer's customer service issues.
Qantas was among global carriers to lay off thousands of employees during the pandemic, though Chief Executive Alan Joy says it was a COVID spike that resulted in levels of staff sickness on average 50% higher than usual in recent months, and as many as 320 pilots were sick or in isolation at any one time.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The PGA's Tour Championship tees off next hour in Atlanta. Former Cleveland Browns center J.C. Tretter announces his retirement, but plans to stay on as NFL Players Association union president. He was released by the team in March. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.